Chapter 3, page 18. Listen. Listen to the speaker present a short passage about the government of the United States. Close your book and listen for meaning.
American government. Many international students are confused about the government of the United States. They wonder who holds the power and who makes the decisions. Is the power situated in the presidential office or in the congressional offices? The answers go back over two centuries. Ever since the days of the American Revolution, Americans have been suspicious of government power. The early Americans believed that England had abused its power and restricted individual freedoms. They also believed that the primary role of a national government should be to protect individual freedom and to promote self-sufficiency. Because of this suspicion of strong central governments, the writers of the Constitution divided power among three branches of the government: the executive, the president, the legislative, the Congress, and the judicial branches. Although this division may not be the most efficient way to run a government, it prevents any one branch from obtaining too much power.
Open your book and listen to the same passage again. Focus your attention on the sound of each italicized spelling.
American government. Many international students are confused about the government of the United States. They wonder who holds the power and who makes the decisions. Is the power situated in the presidential office or in the congressional offices? The answers go back over two centuries. Ever since the days of the American Revolution, Americans have been suspicious of government power. The early Americans believed that England had abused its power and restricted individual freedoms. They also believed that the primary role of a national government should be to protect individual freedom and to promote self-sufficiency. Because of this suspicion of strong central governments, the writers of the Constitution divided power among three branches of the government: the executive, the president, the legislative, the Congress, and the judicial branches. Although this division may not be the most efficient way to run a government, it prevents any one branch from obtaining too much power.